For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Bang. Another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. Buckle your seatbelts, dipshits. We're live in the studio. We're waiting for our guests to get here. Horrible traffic, Ari.
Is it really? Why?
You know when you get on Barham, there's only one little pipeline from Hollywood to here. And if anything goes wrong there, you're fucked. And it's right there they were doing construction. Which, great planning, Los Angeles and Burbank, California. Let's do traffic. Let's do some construction at 10:15 on a Tuesday.
I mean, can you not do it? We have Punch Drunk, obviously.
Obviously.
Punch Drunk today. That was already in the schedule.
I have a lot to talk to you about, young man. We got no nanny today. We got no Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli's in Syracuse, New York at the...
Sam Tripoli.
Funny bone.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go check him out all this week. You can catch him.
Wait, where is he?
I think he's at the... There's a Funny Bone in Syracuse. Yep. So he's at the Syracuse Funny Bone all week. So go see Sam Tripoli there.
Sam stayed at my place.
Oh, this could only go great. Mm-hmm.
We were out of toilet paper because Mo Mandel and Nick Youssef had stayed here before, and both of them had used the last two rolls and not replaced it.
Uh-huh.
So just time out. Fuck them. So Sam was like, I'm going to get some toilet paper, Ari. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, he's like, where can I go? I'm like, there's a bodega four fucking buildings down.
Sure.
On the corner. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to get some good fucking toilet paper. And he came back and goes, I got some good soft kind. I was like, oh, thank you. Because everybody in New York gets this shitty fucking Scott tissue toilet paper because that's all like bodegas have. But it's fucking awful. Instead of just spending the extra dollar to get some like Charmin or something good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got you Scott's.
So you're upset with them because of the kind of toilet paper you bought?
It's the softest. It's just fucking, there's nothing to it. It's just fucking sand.
Oh, you're going to wipe your ass, aren't you?
I want to, but now it's going to hurt me because of sand.
So you're blaming all the blood that you're about to show me out of your ass on the toilet paper that Sam Tripoli bought, which, mind you, the other two comics, Mo Mandel, Nick Youssef, friends with both of them, toilet paper. Somehow they are higher on your list than Sam, who did buy toilet paper, but just didn't buy the best kind?
No, they're not to blame for me bleeding out of my asshole.
Sam is?
Sam has shown a lack of respect for the anus and for anal health.
Uh-huh.
Those guys just weren't responsible enough to get me new toilet paper.
Right. Well.
Sam's cheap, showed himself to be an Armenian, as usual.
Uh-huh. Well, he had no other choice in Sam's defense. I mean, I love throwing anybody
else. He said it was soft. He said I answered the soft kind. I know goddamn well there's nothing harder than what he got me. So what is he talking about?
Uh-huh. So you think he went out of his way to kind of give, oh, why are you smelling your finger? It's terrifying when you do anything, actually.
Yeah.
Now, we got you on Skype. Sorry, so we're sorry with a little bit of a late start, but every single person heading this direction. Theo Vaughn's going to come. And it is 1,000 degrees in... How hot was it in the valley yesterday, guys?
How hot was it?
It was blazing yesterday. And oh, man. Now, just so you know, Ari's making a horrific face while he's wiping his ass. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. No. Wow. Like, it's like a magic trick. You just held up your hands like, see, nothing in my hands. Now, horrible face. Like, this causes you a lot of pain to wipe your ass. You already showed me right before we started a lot of blood. Why are you bleeding so much?
Calm down. The leak, the oil has now replaced it.
But now the bleaching didn't seem to help.
Well, people seem to think bleaching was some sort of like lubricant. When I'm like, it just changed the color. It doesn't change the consistency of my asshole.
Well, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, late like all of us are late because traffic sucks so much cock in this town. How's it going, brother?
What's going on, man?
Wheeler Walker Jr. making it into, and thank you for not cock-bombing me, Johnny. Making it into the show. Ari Shaffir, do you guys know each other?
We have not. I've been following you around a podcast.
Well, he's taking a shit, and you just missed him wiping his ass, so God bless you for avoided.
Shit, let me see each other. Let me see everybody.
Okay.
I did kill Tony last night, and your balls came up in conversation.
Yeah, because
that's nice.
Why? Because they're misformed?
No, for some reason, they were talking about how big his balls were. And...
One. That's the problem. One ball is big.
Oh, really? Well, you had to check that out then.
See, that's what we've been telling him that for years, but he seems to just think that's his, like, signature trademark or something.
Yeah, what do you mean check it out? You mean, like, publicize it?
Just go to the doctor.
You haven't even worried about it? You haven't been like, man, maybe I should get it looked at?
Doctors have seen it. It's not a new thing. It's been like that for fucking
years. Oh, you had a doctor look at it. Okay. It's fine. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He's just like, no, you just have horrible balls.
Yeah.
Everything's fine except for your balls are disgusting.
If your balls are disgusting, that's no issue.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all
I brought you an album, guys.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, bro. And congratulations on this. Now, this just came out in June?
This came out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Look at this.
On record. Wow.
Banned from Walmart, Target, and Best Buy.
That's a good sticker. You should be proud of that.
Oh, I am definitely proud.
Now, what does that mean, banned by them? Did they actually just go, nope, sorry?
Well,
Did they?
I think it was the track one, Pussy King, didn't help.
Sure.
Tracks six, or side B, track one, since we got vinyl here, Drunk Sluts didn't help. If My Dick Is Up, Why Am I Down? That didn't help. The song Poon didn't, and the picture, you know, the back cover didn't.
I bet they've sold a lot more, like, sexualized album covers than that, and that's on
I'll
the
bet
back.
You're right, but I want to show you the poster inside. But I don't mean to make it all about me. Sorry if I interrupted you.
No, not at all.
If we're either
I have a question, too, Wheeler, while you're opening that. When you say banned from Target and Best Buy, does that mean, like, if you walked in holding that, they'd be like, nah, the record's got to stay outside?
I think so. I think, wow. I mean, like, if I walked in with a crate of them and just tagged them, like, $9.99 each.
Now, are you banned from these fine establishments?
That's a good question. I've been talking a lot of shit about them.
Like, if you walked in, like, if some high executive, they have to know if you,
well, here's
especially
the thing,
if you've been
I get so
about
pissed
them.
About, because, you know, I love, you know, I play dirty country music, but I love, you know, dirty hip-hop, and I'm like, they sell that shit at Walmart, but then I found out later, I guess all the dirty shit at Walmart, they have Walmart versions of them.
Yeah, censored.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, like, Two Live Crew album, they have a censored,
well,
like.
Well, probably more the new shit, right? Yeah, like they probably got the Kendrick Lamar album, but it's like a shitty version of it.
That's right.
Ah, who would buy that?
Hold on, I'm going to show you guys the poster.
Yeah.
Just to keep the focus off the Ari shit.
Yeah, camera's right here.
Okay. Cut every vinyl with the Pussy King poster.
Nice.
Pussy King.
Yeah, I love awesome. It.
See the girl spelling WW Junior?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Here's one, but you guys can have this.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Cool.
I do like how you spell Pussy King with the two cash signs instead of the S's.
Yeah, I think I'm the first guy in country music to do that. Usually they spell Thank Pussy you. King with just the regular S's in country music.
Yeah.
Good. The regular S's in country music.
No, not a joke. I did Tom Segura's podcast yesterday, and then last night I did Kill Tony.
Uh-huh.
And Ari's balls came up in both. Like, I'm doing the Ari's balls fucking promotional tour.
And I've never, you are.
This is the first time I've actually seen him face to face, not ball to face.
Indirectly, Ari's balls have paid my rent for the last fucking 9 months, so I'm not bitching, even though I kind of am. Now, true or false, I heard at the Comedy Store, everyone's talking about Skank Fest this weekend, so congratulations to good buddies over in New York. Legion of the Skanks, I heard Skank Fest was a blast. I heard you threw your own piss at somebody who had a cut on them. And your piss went into their, basically, body.
Yeah, and their mouth.
Could that be
open mouth?
Open mouth. Yeah.
If you were sick, could that be considered a crime?
That's a great question. Probably.
I think urine is sterile.
It could be.
Actually,
urine would be fine. So let's change this up. So like, let's say you have AIDS and a guy's a cut and you throw blood at him. That's probably
a crime.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good example, because I do have AIDS.
Yeah, that's not what happened, but just saying as an example. But yeah, you're right. Piss is. This is like the safest shit you can drink, right?
Yeah. As long as you don't leave it sitting out.
Ascari.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to drink it, so I pissed. So he's already set it up like a fucking crazy wrestling match. You know, he's fucking stapling dollar bills to his forehead.
Uh-huh.
And then he leaves. It comes back out. It's a naked roast. So everybody's naked.
They were egging you on.
Yeah, and then he fucking cut himself with a razor. He's gushing blood down his chest and his fucking stomach.
What's like a Steve-O? Like a Steve-O wannabe kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna get famous by getting up here and fucking cutting my shit open.
And you're like, I'll take this 9 to a 10. Here's a whole bunch of piss.
I peed in class just because I had to pee, so I'm like, why leave? I'm already
cut,
naked.
If he cut himself open, I would say he's at a 10, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a 10 to an 11 then. Yeah. Or a 10 to a 10 plus. We'll just call it
a 10 plus.
I don't
think it should be any 10s because there's always room to improve.
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. You see a 10, then all of a sudden you don't have piss on him, and then...
Yeah.
And once I took the class, though, I was like...
Exactly.
It's like Spinal Tap, you know? You got to go to 11.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of 10s that I've wanted to piss on. I'll say that. that is for certain. So Skankfest was fun.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to drink it, but then I was like, I already drank it on the fucking podcast, and then I was going to think about throwing it into the crowd.
Ugh, but that could really get somebody pissed off. That could really upset somebody. If you throw just a bunch of piss into the crowd. I'm just saying, it just takes one guy that looks like Tate Fletcher to come start chipping teeth. You know, you throw a bunch of piss in the crowd, and then there's Rogan sitting in the front row, and you're like, oh, no, now I'm going to get karate kicked to death.
Fuck him. Fuck all those people. They should get pissed on them.
Well, and so it has been said, and so it has been said. So, how was Kill Tony last night?
It was fun, man. You know, I felt like a dick. I think it's kind of the point is, you know, it's like there's no winning really in that. You know,
you mean with all the people that come up and do stand up?
Yeah, it's like 60 seconds. You can't be funny. So I was like, you're kind of stuck. I didn't want to be the nice guy, you know.
Say
they're funny when they sucked. And also, I'm not a comedy expert. You know, I don't want to.
That's a tough spot.
But they weren't fucking funny for the most part.
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie to them. I'm not gonna be in that dickhead. So there's nowhere kind of to go. And you know, it was like I said. You know, we just Ron White popped up, and in my world, that's fucking Elvis. You know, so
right. Yeah. He's probably one of the biggest comics, you know, like dude, Southern.
Like those guys, I mean, I remember every year in my hometown in Kentucky, Jeff Foxworthy would play around New Year's. He'd play fucking Rupp Arena. That's where the Kentucky plays. Yeah. He'd sell the fucking 23,000 seats, sell it out, just him and a fucking
Wildcats
microphone.
Wildcats play, right?
What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Wildcats play. I forgot. This is sports. Yeah, I'm a huge, I mean, I bleed blue. I'm a big Kentucky basketball fan.
What about football?
I mean, I love them, but I'd like them to win.
I'm saying, who's your football team?
Do you have a that's my team.
So you're all Kentucky blue across the board. What about
Southerners? Southerners, true or false? Wheeler, Southerners follow a lot more college and high school sports than the rest of the country.
Oh, true. SEC, and then NFL is way down the list. I mean, like you were asking, like my NFL team in my town was probably the Bengals because they're the closest team.
Uh huh.
But if you went to my high school, you wouldn't see one Bengals hat. You wouldn't see – if you walked up to a big-time sports fan and asked him who the quarterback of the Bengals was, he wouldn't fucking know. But he would know who played quarterback on the high school team.
Uh-huh.
And he could tell you who played quarterback on every SEC football team, but he couldn't tell you who played quarterback on the Bengals.
Uh-huh. Well, I think so much of that is like predicated on the fact that all – I mean, you look at all the South – all those NFL teams are spread way far apart.
That's my theory.
Not a pro team in Alabama. It is Alabama University.
I also think, too, you got to remember, I mean, here's my theory, too, is the South, and I say this with love, but also some annoyance. You know, there's a cliche how, like, everything in, like, New York becomes hip, you know, in the South, like, 10, 20, whatever years later. Like, that's my big beef with country music right now. It's just kind of like lame pop, like Milli Vanilli shit, which was cool in like the 80s and 90s. And it just sounds like this horrible
pop point.
Crap.
It's like overproduced.
It's overproduced fucking garbage, you know, like Florida George Line, all this bullshit. But my point being, everything still is behind. So, like, you got to remember that in the old days, college football was live on TV across the nation. NFL's fairly new as far as, you know, I mean, not for us, but for, like,
old man. The 60s, if you think about it, the 60s is when it started, right? The
60s got it started. I mean, that's when, you know, that's fucking late. I mean, college football wasn't – I mean, the national championship was live in the early
Sure.
I mean, you know, they have these rivalries. You know, they're like, you know, New England versus what's a big one? Baltimore. They're like, it's like a 20-year rivalry. Then Alabama plays Florida. That's like a 100-year rivalry. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like not even close. So,
top three least favorite college teams. If there was a goddamn fire that killed everybody on that team, you would be cool with it.
Well, I hate obviously growing up there. I obviously hate Duke because we had one game that kind of ruined.
Good answer.
Although you and
the Leitner shot,
killed it. Yeah, I was a kid, and you know what happened? I had a really weird experience because everyone went out.
God, that was you.
So I was in my parents' house, and everyone in the family had gone to different places to watch the game, and I was sitting at home by myself watching it, and I was gonna meet some friends, and I kept like. Call is before cell phones. I kept calling, like, let me wait. One kept getting good. It's like I didn't want to like miss something in my car. So then, when it fucking happened, I didn't want to leave and miss something. So I saw. I was just in my house by myself, just like fucking shit. And then a buddy of mine was in boarding school. I remember he smashed his. There's tons of great stories. He smashed his chair through his wall in boarding school and got kicked out of school.
Wow.
But yeah, a lot of people did.
That game.
Yeah, and that I think my point about that is, and I'll take this to my grave, is Leitner shouldn't have been in the game.
Yeah, sure shouldn't have.
Absolutely. And he actually, didn't he stomped on Aminu Timberlake's chest.
Mm-hmm. When he was on the ground.
When he was on the ground.
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, he's a bully. And he actually, remember that 30 for 30 was this year?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Leitner?
About everybody hated him.
But didn't he apologize to...
He admitted it. Yeah,
he apologized to Aminu Timberlake, who's now just like a 20 years out of. He never played pro or anything. Timberlake said he accepted his apology on Twitter. Like, I accept your apology, and then it's like screamed, "Go Big Blue" or something. But yeah. I mean, you watch in slow motion. Leitner presses his foot down into his fucking.
He's a scumbag.
And he keeps walking backwards.
Yeah, and then so if they caught that,
right?
That's. I mean, I don't know if you guys, do you have researchers here, but his box, Leitner's, as much as I hate the dude, his box score on that game is fucking insane. It was like,
a hell of a college player.
No, but he didn't, it was like 18 for 18 from the field and like 17 for 17
really?
From the free throw. He didn't miss a shot.
He also went to, wasn't he on the Dream Team? He was the only one college guy. And every video you see of them... All of these, so it's all these NBA greats, and then this poor college kid. I wonder if they ever said one fucking word to him during the whole dream.
Was that the one that Isaiah Thomas wasn't on the team?
No, Magic was, Isaiah was not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Isaiah Thomas wasn't, but Christian Leitner was.
He was 9 out of 9 from the field.
10 for 10. No, 10 for 10, I'm seeing.
And 10 for 10 from the foul line.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's.
10 for 10 from the foul line, too.
Nothing he threw up missed.
Including that garbage shot.
All he needed to be
he
was
didn't
not
miss a single shot. Wow. Yeah.
All he needed to be was 9 for 10, and we would have won.
Man.
Yeah.
That was one of those teams too. That Duke team. That you either loved them. They're like the New England Patriots that year.
Yeah.
You're either all about them. Or the rest of the country
and that was
hates
Bobby Hurley, who you also hated. Too.
Hated Bobby Hurley.
Yeah, Bobby
Indiana
Hurley.
University made a close run that same year, and I didn't go to Indiana University, but I was at Indiana University at some huge party, and watched them get beat, and then watched that shot in the same tournament.
Well,
ugh.
Here's my glass half full view of that because that was a Kentucky team that was just out of scandal. They'd been on probation, so the team was actually not.
Who was all on that team? Refresh me.
Well, it's hard to remember the team because
I got it.
Because it's not. My point being that it wasn't an all-star team. It was all the freshmen on that team joined the team when the team was on probation, meaning that they were just guys who wanted to play for Kentucky but weren't. That's why they were such a loved team because the guys went there knowing that they would never play in the NCAA. So when they were seniors,
Dale Brown, Sean Woods, John Pelfrey. Those are three other leading scorers.
Yeah, and there's Richie Farmer, who's a local politician now, who's like, they were all Kentucky boys who just wanted to play, and that was their.
Yeah, because anybody that was getting recruited there, you're like, I don't want to go there and not be able to win a national championship.
The big thing in to get recruited is you want to get in the tournament and be on CNN TV. So it was all local. Yeah. And I thought my dad agrees with me. I thought it was a dumb move, but after that, Leitner makes that shot, and then, you know, the team flies home. It was such emotion in the fucking city that they actually retired the whole starting, because they're all Kentucky boys, the five starters, so they retired all their jerseys.
Really?
Which I think was a little premature.
Lame.
Yeah, I agree. It's fucking lame, which is...
Especially Kentucky.
Yeah, they act like they died in a plane crash on the way back.
If you were like Western Kentucky, maybe.
Kentucky, exactly. It's like that's five numbers. Like, you know, the thing's kind of... I mean, look at that guy. That's Kentucky
basketball.
If you
win a bunch of championships, I say that. If you win a championship or two, and then you say these guys all played, like if it was a dream team, but they played all 4 years, and they won a championship, like, you know what? They might not be the best, but it's a squad, retire all their numbers.
Well, Ari, I got a question for you. Who should have his number retired? Who should have his number retired first? Richie Farmer, who played 4 years, or John Wall, who played one?
Oh, well, definitely not Wall.
Okay, because a lot of the new Kentucky, Kentucky's new renaissance in the NBA of all these great NBA players is a new thing. We haven't really had this before. But like an all-Kentucky NBA team would be fucking an all-star team.
Like Mashburn, Jamal Mashburn is like, yeah, fine, retire his number.
Yeah, Mashburn, again, but it's weird that like, if you're Jamal Mashburn, you go to Kentucky, you can't have John Pelfrey's number. That's weird.
I think you shouldn't be able to do one and done and get your number retired in college. I feel like if you want your number retired, you have to play all 4 years.
You have to put up numbers in college. It's not just about like how you did for 1 year. And I get college is different because you probably only start for 2 years, even if you play all four.
Yeah, I think the way they looked at it was like these four guys made this – or the five guys made this great sacrifice for the state of Kentucky and put basketball back on the map after we'd been on probation. But you know what you do? But you do, you put a banner up or something. You don't retire their jersey.
Like a little plaque or a statue of those four guys sucking each other off.
Put trophy case of, you know, instead of, you know, it's like everyone gets a trophy nowadays. Instead of saying, you know what you do, like what would it was to go to the Final Four, so you put, you know, Final Eight or something.
Yeah,
which I'm sure that's probably there anyway.
I don't think they had that because they got a lot of national championship banners. But you put like Final Eight banner, which you don't deserve that. At least that's better than retiring all five.
How did the hurt this year compare to that? You know, losing at the last second. Is that tough?
It was tough, but I still I felt like we were kind of. I was really nervous about this team. I just felt like this was a team that could have lost early. Anyway, so I didn't have really high hopes. The one that hurt me more was I wanted to go undefeated. That was the year before when we were really close, right?
Yeah.
And that team, I feel like
That didn't hurt you as much as it hurt Sam, who had to inhale a fart.
That is what happened.
What happened?
Sam Tripoli, who's not here today, had a bet with Ari over that college Final Four. What was that bet anyway? But anyways... He had to
get 2 years ago. I just bet the field. I took the field.
He took the field, and Sam took you guys going undefeated. So he had to get a funnel duct tape to Ari's ass, and then suck a fart out of it when Ari farted. So,
That sucks, but it also sucks.
Literally,
because what would we end up? What would we end up being? 32-1.
Yeah, one loss.
How many? It would have been the most winning team.
Yeah,
You had a lot of games played too.
The old undefeated teams are only like 20 something games, I think. Right.
Yeah. What's that? There's that documentary about Indiana University when they went undefeated.
Indiana was the last one, but the tournament was probably four rounds.
And that was like 27-0 or something weird like that.
Yeah. But God, that fucking team. I mean, like, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, when. I'll admit that when Patino came, I was not a Patino fan, obviously, before he came.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came I was like, you know, how good can he be? Mm-hmm. And what, because like, the big quote I heard was when we got him, they go, this guy can get great players to Memphis. Imagine what he can do at Kentucky. I'm like, you know, because I always made a rule to myself, like, I'm not going to follow fucking high school basketball, like 17-year-old boys, you know?
Yeah.
And then every year is like a new fucking crop of kids. I'm like, how good can they be? Like, first year is Boogie and John Wall and Bledsoe and...
Wow.
Are you enjoying that more than you did back when you had 4 year guys?
Well, if you asked me before if I would want one and dones, I'd say fucking no.
Yeah.
But now that it's happening, I fucking.
When you're having one and two losses.
Someone else is going to get them. Yeah, I hate it, though. It's fucking dumb.
I hate it, but the thing people forget is
it's an inch of the beast, though, man. That's the minor league of the NBA.
But that's not Calipari's. That's an NBA rule.
Well,
yeah. That's an NBA
he
rule.
Likes it, though. An unofficial rule. I don't know if you saw him on the draft, but he was shilling for it. He said, oh, there's nothing wrong with the system.
Yeah, and you know, there's people complaining, too. They're like, you know, the draft was like an infomercial for Patino in Kentucky. I'm like, he's playing the game, you know? That's the game.
Yeah.
He shows up with his players and – And because I've heard rumors too, which is this is why Patino gets so many players.
Calipari.
I keep saying Patino, right?
Yeah, because he was
Coach Cal. This is why I love Coach Cal so much. Patino has got other problems right now.
Yeah.
So here's why people love playing for Coach Cal. There was a guy a couple years ago. He was a freshman, and he was supposed to be a one and done. Didn't have a good season. And yeah. he end of the year, he goes into they have that year end meeting with Coach Cal, and he goes, I want to leave, go to the NBA. Because he was supposed to be a one-and-done. He wasn't even thinking about sophomore year. He's like, I'm ready to go to the NBA. And
most of them aren't.
Yeah, and Cal goes, you're not ready. And he goes, and the guy goes, I think I am. He goes, just wait here for a second. So Cal gets on speakerphone and calls like four NBA GMs and asks, you know, this guy, is he ready for the NBA? He goes, and the guy, all of them unanimously, maybe even asked more, unanimously said, he ain't ready.
Uh-huh.
And he's listening to all these people. And he goes, they hang up. He goes, I want to go anyway. And then Cal goes, well, I'm going to call every team and tell them how fucking good you are and that you didn't get your fair shot on our team. And I'm going to sell you like a motherfucker. You know, I don't think he said motherfucker.
Sure.
My point being that he did. And when kids hear that who are going to college, they're like, the guy who's not ready for the NBA, word gets around about that shit way more than John Wall or something. Word gets around about the guy who wasn't ready for the NBA but said, I want to go and make millions and play in the NBA, and Cal's gets his back. You know, it reminds me of who was the USC quarter? Sanchez, who his coach.
He did
his announcement that he was leaving, and then the coach who's now the Seahawks coach was next to him and said he shouldn't have left. He said he's not ready. So, like, that's what players fucking hate, which is the coach publicly saying the guy's ready.
Especially publicly.
Yeah, and they want him to get his – and Cal's got those connections, and he cares about the team. I'm not saying that, but he really cares about, you know – he's really focused on getting these guys to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's his job.
Yeah.
In a way, because that's his tool – to recruit these guys.
Yeah.
And you want the best players. They're going to be in the NBA in a year or two anyway.
Yeah, and the thing is,
I might as well be the guy that facilitates that and help the school that I'm working for. You know, he's just going to bounce around. But
Krzyzewski hated it, but then he hated it because he couldn't get the players. And then when he realized this is the new world, he started recruiting. He's had – I think someone told me Elton Brand was the first ever one – first ever one and done at Duke?
He was one of the first ones, certainly.
But it's certainly recent. Like, no one does one done at Duke, but now it's not that odd.
No, yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah.
I didn't mind it when it was a guy going like, hey, I'm great after my freshman year. I think I'll be a top five pick.
But that almost never happened, right?
Yeah, no, rarely.
I mean,
well,
I remember his kids could go pro out of high school. I mean,
go straight from high school.
Yeah. I remember it was a huge deal when Rex Chapman left after his sophomore year.
Rex Chapman.
Yeah, he was when growing up. That was Elvis, you know, in my hometown.
Was it?
There were a lot of Elvises there, Wheeler.
Yeah, there was me, and there was the real Elvis, and then Rex Chapman was a Kentucky boy, who was.
That means a lot, huh?
Well, it was a Kentucky boy, but also a white guy who played like a black guy.
Right, right, right. Remember White Chocolate?
Yeah.
Well, where did that kid?
Jason.
Huh? Jason Williams.
He was great.
The other Jason Williams.
I just watched one of those. You know, you get in those rabbit holes on YouTube where you like watch one like street fight, and then it's like 50 street fights.
He's one of the top ones for YouTube holes, I think.
I got sucked into one, which was like, I think it was some like Jordan thing or something, or. And then next thing you know, it's like a 3-minute montage of this guy. Insane passes he had in his.
Yeah, those are fun to watch, those crazy passes he would do.
They're crazy.
Wasn't
he was so good.
And remember those Nike commercials, right? It was him and. Didn't he grow up with Randy Moss?
I believe so, yeah.
There was old commercials of him with Randy Moss, them growing up together. They would. That was pretty cool.
What was where did he play college? I wonder where he went to college.
Why am I thinking Florida? But am I wrong?
That might be right. I think that might be right.
Who, Rex Chapman?
No, Jason Williams.
Oh yeah. Ooh, maybe. I think Florida it was like, right. like trash Florida with Randy Moss, like Tallahassee somewhere where there's fucking.
Oh, I'm sure they
swamp.
Did. Marshall. That's where they know each other. That's where Randy Moss went.
He ended his career at Florida, though.
He ended his career?
Yeah,
okay.
He started at Marshall and then transferred, it looks
okay.
like.
I thought, yeah, he was.
Marshall.
Yep, and that's where Randy Moss went to college. So that's probably where they know each other.
Yeah, because there was a Nike commercial with the two of them, like, as high schoolers maybe throwing footballs to each other or something.
Maybe they knew each other in high school, but they both obviously went to Marshall.
Yeah, it had the...
But yeah, that's the big thing. That's talking about the South, that's a big thing Southerners love is the white guys who can jump. And I remember Rex Chapman won a dunking contest.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Which is...
Really?
Not to get too racial here, but...
On this podcast.
A white guy winning a dunk contest is a big fucking deal. Like...
Oh, yeah.
This guy could jump like a For motherfucker, sure, yeah. Rex Chapman, back in the day.
I remember that. Yeah, he's... And that... And you're like, wow, maybe I could...
And I think his coach... You know, that's when I am... I don't want to say, I mean, I can't play anymore, but I went to Eddie Sutton basketball camp. Remember Eddie Sutton?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Wow. Oklahoma State, right?
Well, I think he went to Kentucky. Yeah, and I think he was Rex Chapman's coach.
So, yeah, that's them. Oh, yeah. This is that Nike commercial.
Yeah, we're looking at the commercial.
Yeah, it has the...
Yes, back behind the back to Randy Moss.
The Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
That's God, he was such a good passer. It was so weird looking and cool and just like his highlights were amazing.
Yeah, I was about to say, sometimes... Am I talking too much, by the
no,
way?
No, go for... Dude,
no,
dude,
I was just going to say... those highlight reels, you forget how much fun pass. You usually look at dunks or like shots, but highlight reels of passing are so fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, he had this one where he like went, he
hit his elbow
around it and then popped it with his fucking elbow over to somebody.
Yeah, he went behind his back, so it looks like I'm going behind my back pass to you, and then hit it with his other elbow, and it went the other way.
Yeah, also,
that was in that reel where I was like, damn.
Didn't he also do the one where he like looked like he was passing it forward, then would do the behind the...
Uh-huh. Oh, dude, he had a zillion of them where I was like, I forgot about that guy. How does a guy like that have such a... He just bounced around.
Yeah.
He was really big in Sacramento. By the time he was with the Heat, I don't know, he just never got... I mean...
Yeah, it seems... Does it seem like there's less of a place for that nowadays of just like... A killer point guard who's just can pass like crazy.
I mean, Chris Paul.
You got to be able to score now.
Nowadays,
you
got to be Chris Paul or Kyrie, right?
Well, that's what they're hoping with Ball. That's what the Lakers are hoping with Ball is that this guy's going to be a big facilitator. He's a scorer. He's a bigger guy.
But I think you're right.
Even
I
don't, like Derek
I,
you can Rose, shoot though. It's like,
I don't think the NBA is that anymore. But
that's why they love that kid in Lakers. That's why they wanted him so bad. Because just like your Kentucky thing, he's from here. Played at UCLA, and then Lakers
which,
get him with the
which
second
Which was always
pick.
My thing about Kevin Love, which is like he's from here, and his fucking uncle's a Beach Boy. How's he not a Laker, you know?
Yeah, well, they've tried to get him a few times. So did the Clippers.
But
Clippers
you would think, like, if your uncle's a Beach Boy, don't you have to play it at the Lakers?
I would think you wouldn't have to do anything. Just smoke like, pot and lay on
like
the beach.
Go to Minnesota.
Like, he comes out, like, you know, they play California Girls, and he, like, runs out, you know?
Yeah, every
and
time
And then, like,
scores.
The Beach Boys are out there at halftime and shit. I don't get that.
You think LeVar Ball's an asshole? Mike Love.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that would be fun.
Huge dick.
Yeah,
more than LeVar Ball?
Mike Love is
probably
fucked,
not more. But
Mike Love is fucked
close.
Over Brian Wilson a lot, right?
Yeah.
Really, really shitty to him.
I saw them in Iceland, whatever's left of the Beach Boys.
How was that, Ari?
I saw them too, and it was
pretty sad.
There was a Weekend at Bernie's element to it.
Somebody told me that exact same thing.
It was Brian Wilson, but I don't know how much of him was there.
It was
Brian
Wilson was the one other guy, and then it was the people's children who could still hit them notes that they could hit. So they were all kids.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's like I saw this. Someone said there was a new Barry Gibb album out. It's like he's playing and he's like with his family, and I'm like, oh fuck yeah, the fucking Bee Gees. And then his family was like his kids.
You know what's hilarious is like fast forward to like 50 years from now, and that's going to be you singing.
I should. Hey man, if I'm Brian Wilson in 50 years, I'll take it.
I know, but they're just wheeling you out on like a dolly, just propping you up, put your teeth in your mouth, and you start singing "Finger Up My Butt."
I saw a boat. I used to always tell my friends, I'm like, I go, guys, you don't understand where we are in the world. You were talking about the NFL's the '60s. Like rock and roll is not that old. Like Don't forget, up until 6 months
ago. Also 60s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah, up until 6 months ago, you could see Chuck Berry in concert, and he arguably invented rock and roll. So, like, I was like, you got to see these guys before they die. So then Bo Diddley came to play, and I'm like, here he is. I'm going to go see him. And I was like, you know, you can't take – and it wasn't obviously a very big place or very packed. And I'm like, you know, you got to see these –
in his living room?
See these legends before they die. And looking back, I shouldn't have gone to that show.
Right.
That's what I see now is this – he was sitting down.
Yeah.
No, this woman came up. She was the bass player. She put his hand on the frets.
Oh
no!
And it was the saddest thing I'd ever seen. Not the whole time. Like she would get the key right. She would put his hand there. I'm like, oh fuck, this ain't Bo Diddley, you know?
No.
Tough,
Bo Diddley.
It's like Dylan now. I mean, he still tours like crazy, but he doesn't play any of the songs in the original tempo.
You can't even tell what the songs are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he changes the tempo, the key, everything.
Yeah, I feel like he still does it on purpose to piss me off.
Oh, he does. Yeah. It's not because he's old. Yeah, he's still got it.
But I think he's still clever enough to want to annoy people. Yeah.
I mean, here's who I don't want to see. Rolling Stones.
I think he's, like, lost his mind. I think he's an old man who's lost his teeth and his mind.
I don't want to see the Rolling Stones.
I
don't want to see Grateful Dead. I don't want to see any of these seven. For that exact same reason. For the same reason I didn't want to see pay to go see a Muhammad Ali fight in 1986.
That's fair, but
that's not him.
I will say that the Stones I saw, Jagger still had it, man.
How long ago did you see him?
Shut
like
up.
5 or 6 years.
Because
there's no band that's like an old band that's still making hits now.
That's 100% true. Like you listen to a rock station, you would think like a new rock station, like you would think they're like, oh, cool, a new Stones song. They're like, they don't give two fucks.
No.
Yeah.
Elton John puts out albums every year. Nobody plays that shit. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
And yeah. But yeah.
McCartney, same way. Paul McCartney.
They can sell out arenas. Yeah.
Tom Petty.
Sell out arenas like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And Tom Petty's new stuff isn't bad. You know. No,
just like, yeah. Right. It's not bad, but it's never going to be like Free Falling.
Well, that's the thing is
never hit those levels ever again.
They go to the record store. If people still go to the record store, they're like, oh, new Rolling Stones, and you start flipping through. It's like, oh, there's you know, Exile, whatever. You know,
yeah,
some girls. You know, let me grab those.
Yeah.
There are some bands from like the 90s, like the Pixies, you know, from the early 90s. Those kinds of bands are still clawing. I mean, they had a good album a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
sure, but we're talking about like people that were
like... Yeah, but I mean... It's
almost like the Michael Jackson level.
Like late 70s, is nobody from any earlier than that has
like the last
anything.
Three Michael Jackson albums, anybody? How many hits were on any of those?
You know what? David Bowie had one radio hit on his last album.
Bowie's last album was good, I thought.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Black Star. Yeah.
That was an example.
Although you're listening to, it's kind of what was unfair because you're listening to it in a different lens, you know? You're like, knowing he was going out, I guess.
It's like that last John Lennon album, the critics hated it. And then he died.
Or the last Johnny Cash album. Where he did like a cover. Remember when Johnny Cash did that?
Yeah, well, he did a few records with Rick Rubin. That one, and he did like Rusty Cage and that kind of shit.
Right.
You know, if you'd asked me before that, I'd been like, I don't want to fucking hear Johnny Cash singing Rusty Cage. But because he's old and it's kind of cool, it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Compared to compared to this fucking country shit that's out there now, Johnny Cash singing Rusty Cage sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's where you're almost like, you see your grandmother whistling a fucking Kanye West song while she's making a cake. And you're like, how do you know that song, Grandma? That's so cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. It had that kind of element to it, of him doing it.
I just went and saw a band that's been around for 45 years, right?
Who's that?
What?
Oh, Queen. Yeah. Oh, they got
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
It was really good, actually. I was
there on Kimmel the other night.
And that's the one thing that kills a band. I mean, obviously, but like, you can lose a guitar player, bassist, drummer, whatever. You can't lose a singer. Uh-huh. They seem to have. I guess if you saw them, they figured it out.
Well, does Brian May lead the band? Is that how that works? Is he out front or?
Yeah.
No.
Not Adam Lambert is just...
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the guitar player? But yeah, he's still... Yeah. It's kind of like his band now.
Wonder what kind of money Adam Lambert makes doing
Fantastic
that.
Question.
That's a good question. What do you think his net worth is?
Because Adam Lambert is like fronting the band, but there's no way they...
Oh, dude, he ain't getting the mother load of
but
that
he's not
paycheck.
Queen. Yeah, he's...
No.
They played one Adam Lambert song.
You guys want to do the net worth game, Ari? I have it here.
I say $3 million. I got invited to go see McKimmel, the new Queen, and it was like, no.
So did I.
Yeah, I would never go. That's something I have zero interest in.
Yeah, it was just like the main
that true?
Guy was was
pretty Mercury. I'd rather see Queen without a singer, just watch him play instrumental.
Yeah,
16
mm-hmm, absolutely.
I would too. Or like, you know, they have like a cool light show and kind of let the whole audience sing, kind of make it a fucking sing-along.
I bet they did that a lot. I saw Motley Crue near the end, although I think they're not officially done, and I remember thinking Vince Neil's voice was the worst voice I'd ever heard in a concert. And they'd say, I was like, how's he going to sing Home Sweet Home? Because that's when the band gets quiet. You can hear the microphone really well. He just fucking held the mic up to the audience.
Sure,
like,
sure.
He's like, you guys sing this one. It's like, man, I fucking pay. We paid, now we got to sing?
Well, and then some of these guys kind of settle into their voices, like Lou Reed and Leonard Cohen.
You know what, that's actually that's a smart move, which is...
Yeah, Tom Waits.
Tom Waits.
But, like,
Tom
if,
Waits.
But if you're Lou Reed, you sing like that for the first 15 years, and then you can the last 50, you sound fucking killer.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Set the bar low, everybody. Yeah. I think that's what we're saying here, which we've always done with the show. Ari, $16 million.
There's no fucking way.
It's worth that. It means he's made a lot more.
I mean, that's what it says.
Where'd he get $16 million? I mean,
one American Idol. He probably got some deals left and right from doing that, touring and whatnot.
I'll bet there's some product we know nothing about. That
it's called boners going into his mouth.
He might have juice that nobody knows about.
Sucking dick doesn't pay what it used to pay, I don't think.
You're singing my song, brother. Tell me about it. Look who you're telling.
He definitely has to have an eye makeup sponsor.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, $16 million seems really high to me.
I would have been guessing like the three or four.
That being said, this is Celebrity Net Worth website, and they've never been wrong before.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Jason Tebow's net worth.
if you Google Jason Tebow's net worth, your credit goes down.
It's just going to show a picture of a net.
Yeah, that's what it'll do to me. You don't even if you if you run a credit check on me, your credit goes down. If somebody ever steals my wallet, they take a credit hit. It fucks your credit rating up. That being said, guys, go to BetDSI, BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $10. Here's what's up. Good time to bet. Bet on anything you want to bet on. There's a lot of. Did you anybody see this Bellator fight? Do you care about UFC or MMA at all?
A little bit, because
you know Cerrone pretty good, correct?
Yeah, I know, and I know having done Rogan and knowing some of those guys, I've kind of gotten to know him. But you know what I need? Honestly, I need a guy to sit down with me and kind of maybe Cowboy will do it. Sit down with me and just kind of walk me through it all, because I love what I see. But I'm kind of like the girl at the hockey game right now, you know, of just like yay. I don't really I know when a guy's
you need a Sherpa.
Yeah, I know when a guy's kicking somebody's ass, but I don't really know the
who's who and all that sort of.
Well, I don't really know like the intricacies of the.
Oh, okay.
Like, I can watch basketball and kind of know every move, but this is just kind of like
Are you still in Kentucky?
I'm actually in Nashville now. Yeah.
Oh, Nashville. Okay.
Oh, my mom's from Nashville, so most of my family is actually in Nashville.
Okay. I was gonna say next time.
How old when you moved there?
What's that?
What'd you say?
How old when you moved there?
I was like 21 when I moved to Nashville, but it's weird because I've been going to Nashville since I was a little, because my mom's from there and all my grandparents and family was there, so I've been going there since I was a little kid. When I was a kid, it was a fucking ghost town, really. And it's now the fucking hottest city in America.
Pretty hot.
The rent in Nashville ain't much, because I was talking to some people yesterday, is not that much crazier than, as lower than LA as you would expect. It's like. It's fucking. There's people.
What's a one bedroom apartment ballpark in a nice part of the town?
I mean, that's the crazy part. Is it's probably. I mean, it's over. It's probably 1,200, but it's like we're talking about 15 years ago. It was 250. You know, it's like it's just people are moving there every fucking day.
Yeah.
And a month ago, I was in town. I actually left town because of it. But the CMA festival, which is the biggest country music festival in the world, ended up happening during the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, yeah, and never would have planned that.
They actually had the CMT Awards, which I don't even know. I went to one year, which is, I wish I had that time back. But CMT Awards, the award show for the fucking CMT channel, had to move venues because of those. They booked the Bridgestone Arena, of course. They're just like.
By the way, what does that say that your city thinks about your sports team?
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, that, I mean, that is during the World Series, but we're going to go ahead and use Wrigley Field for a fucking convention anyway.
No, CMT, I'm sure, called the Bridgestone. They're like, we want to book it for this live award show. And they're like, only issue is if the Predators, make it to the Stanley Cup. And they just probably both laugh.
Yeah. They just started laughing. They're hugging each other.
They were the worst team in hockey in the playoffs.
But also, wouldn't Nashville in general, as I've always said, kind of be the worst sports town really ever? I mean, as far as southern cities go.
Why?
Because everyone's an immigrant.
I'm just saying, the college team is SEC, which people love the SEC, but Vandy was always the worst, was the smart guys and always the worst. Because I used to go to Vandy. My grandpa would take me to Vandy games as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun was just watching them, just these guys just get fucking clobbered. Do you remember, actually, interesting story? I'm full of them today, I guess. You remember Ron Mercer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killer player. He He was the first kind of great recruit out of Nashville, basketball recruit. And he was, because Nashville's obviously not known for its like homegrown basketball players. He was a great player in Nashville high school. And then everyone was like, come on, you know, stay in town, go to Vandy. We never had a good, you know, great NBA, you know, great fucking killer player. And he's like, you know, I'm the top recruit in the country. I ain't going to Vandy. They talked to him. He goes, you know what? I'm going to go to Vandy. And the school wouldn't let him in.
Because his grades weren't good enough?
Because grades, yeah, because Vandy's a good school. Yeah.
That happens at Notre Dame football.
And my uncle gave his season tickets back to the school. He's like, fuck this. Why do I have season tickets? It's like the best player in the state. If you can't get into the school, why do you sell? It's like, don't pretend like you don't care about the fucking. You're selling me tickets. You're selling me fucking
right.
Vandy shirts and shit. So
but all of Vanderbilt's football team like, won't tackle because they don't want to hurt their hands because they're going to be surgeons.
But don't tell me these guys are there for the, you know, even at Vandy, don't tell me these players are there for the school, you know.
Yeah, they're not.
Right.
And then he got pissed about it and went to Kentucky.
Right.
And he was great, but he didn't do much in the NBA, huh?
He's another like journeyman in my opinion.
Yeah, but he was so great in college. Looking back on it, was he a one and done or two?
But Mercer, that was Mercer.
Back in the, that was
his,
back,
his
back,
NBA career, he averaged 13 points, not bad.
But he really played college like an NBA guy, I remember.
Yeah, there was all those. I mean, you remember those. I mean, and Sam's not here, but he would be going nuts if I even just mentioned UNLV where he went. He remember that team.
That was a good 30 for 30 too.
Mm-hmm. Great, yeah. 30 for 30.
I'm convinced that they took the money to shave the spread, and then Duke just hit a few shots and beat them.
Oh yeah, well didn't they get? What was the thing? I remember that Kimmel was talking about it on that special. Was you know they got caught in a hot tub or something?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I mean, look, can you imagine
a couple players with like some gambling guy? They were like, And now are they doing a team in Las Vegas?
Raiders are moving there. And they have a hockey team coming as well.
It's going to be fucking crazy. I mean,
Has that, like, stigma. Vegas has it. You don't talk about, like, Alabama and all of the boosters and all of those people that are buying kids cars and hooking them up. Move Alabama to Vegas and have that same guy doing it. It has a mafia kind of like, they're shaving points.
When I was a kid, I would go to people's houses and, like, I'm not making this up, and I would see, like, nice people's houses, and like Sam Bowie would be there, and like other like players would be hanging around, just like hanging around. I'm like, what are they doing at this like rich guy, like car salesman's house? You know, like, and you wouldn't even ask questions about it. You're just like, you know, I'm not saying that you know anything happened, but I mean,
I don't have a problem if something did happen. Who cares? You know what
but
I mean?
It had to have. What are they doing there? Why am I at the same place as Sam Bowie?
I see what you're saying, but here's where that gets dicey.
Gives a fuck
about like who gives a fuck is because. Now there's no salary cap. Now whoever gets the most free shit gets the best players.
Well, I'm fine with that until they fix it, you know? I mean, if they're...
Then let everybody do it. Yeah. Then everybody has, look, you got each school has $100,000 that they can't give to these kids in cash.
Well, I think there's... And to tell me if you agree with me on this, everyone talks about they should pay college players, but I just don't think that'll work. Because
Yeah, you're a big college fan. What do you think about this?
Here's why it won't work. Number one is... Wouldn't you just go to the school that pays you the most?
Everything would have to be even.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that? But why should Coach Cal's son, who nothing against his son,
let me tell you why.
Coach Cal's son make the same as John Wall?
Okay, but it works that way in baseball, where there's no salary cap, so you just go to whoever pays you more. But then that opens up if the Yankees play a bunch of money, that opens you up to some other team where it's like I can get playing time over there. You know, and you only have so much money in college.
Yeah,
you
I think I will say that
university brings in.
I agree with that. Which would just change the sport, right?
It would change the sport, but it's also not fair to the kids. It's like, yeah, maybe you'd go to whoever pays the most.
Well, they got
to
get rid of the one and done rule first. I mean, just let them go to. It's the NBA's fault. They need to really, and they're doing it a little bit with the MBDL, but they have to have a real minor league system.
Well, one of the big problems at Kentucky right now is it's almost like it's seen as a failure if you have to come back as a sophomore. So it's like a lot of people who should be coming back don't come back because the NBA kind of looks at them like a sophomore. So you basically it's the equivalent of flunking out.
Well, you saw that in the draft. I mean, look at all the freshmen that went in the top 10 and 15. And you had great players like Justin Jackson from Carolina.
The Harrison twins should have played 4 years, at least three.
Yeah.
But they – it's like – They came back for a second year, which was already kind of, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But they certainly need that. And I think one is even not – only one's on a team, right?
Yeah, I think one of them played for the Hornets for a while. I think he's in the
But it's like
team.
Those – you would have been a great player if you played the example I –
Maybe, but then how are you going to – you can develop in the NBA too. It's like if you would have played three more years in college and been like an A-plus player – and develop those 3 years in the NBA.
And that's, you know, by the way, that could also be an extra $50 million.
Yeah,
exactly.
While you're developing there.
Yeah.
Well, this is where, at best, in college, if I stick around another year, at best, I get a secret car that could get any trophy I win taken away from me. If anybody ever finds out I got a car gifted to me.
Here's an argument I always use as the example of the player that needed college the most of anyone of all time. Tell me if you agree with this. I always say Kobe Bryant. Because it's all – the only reason to stay would be out of mature – you know, to – Kobe Bryant wouldn't have gotten caught in Colorado if he'd been partying for 4 years at Duke, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying, get it out of your system.
At college, he would have learned about rape culture a little bit better.
He said he would have gone to Carolina. But
maybe he wouldn't have done
I thought he said Duke. Yeah, Coach K. I thought he was the one who got Coach K to get coach the team.
But
Kobe was a smart – and is a smart guy. He had really good grades and high SAT scores. But he wanted to, like, be a rapper and wanted to, like, be cool and be – and he couldn't really – socially, he just wasn't there is what I heard is, you know, when he got in that kind
of – Where did he go to high school? Philly? He went to high school in Philly? Yeah, that's right.
And in Italy, didn't he?
Well, he went to elementary school in Italy when his dad was playing ball out there.
I mean, he was – remember, he was the marketing guru. He would do commercials in fucking French and Italian and shit. But remember, when he got busted, he told the cops, like, he was like, Shaq does this all the time, you know?
Yes.
So he's like, he didn't even know how to do it.
He actually said...
Was like, fuck, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He actually said that Shaq paid $1 million to silence a girl that he had...
Number one, you don't tell the cops that. Two, fucking learn it from Shaq then, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how about a bro code?
Exactly, yeah. But, like, if he'd known that, he wouldn't have ever...
Kobe Bryant is fluent in three languages and doesn't know the word no in any of them.
Well, he certainly doesn't know it in fucking in Coloradan.
Femaleese? Yeah, in Coloradan. 100% he doesn't.
How much do you think that money that you think that thing cost him?
$1 million, I think.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about in endorsements.
Oh, a lot.
Oh, God.
Hundreds of millions, probably?
Yeah. Probably.
Possibly, yeah.
Because he lost the ability to be the good, squeaky clean guy.
He was a squeaky clean. What if, let's say Kobe Bryant, that's why I'm talking about college. Kobe Bryant, same player, same guy. You take him, you know, who he really was, squeaky clean, three languages, all that stuff. That thing, I don't think people will realize how much that fucking changed him as a sports figure. I think it'll notch him down the greatest of all time, probably by 10 for the rest of his life.
I hate Kobe Bryant and I hate the Lakers, so I was very happy when that happened, as I believe you were, Ari.
Yeah.
When that happened, I was like, yes! It's starting to unravel.
But he's still, at the end of the day, he got away with it because, you know,
he was an asshole. Yeah. I've always
and the
heard.
Lakers, and the Lakers paid for all his flights, right, to the trial and shit?
Oh, sure. One way or another.
In the liberal culture of Los Angeles, in the blogger culture of Los Angeles... When he retired, there was no, like, public outcry, like, fuck this rapist. None of that. He's
and also,
all of it.
After it happened, too, they got rid of Shaq and kept him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They just wanted him, you know, as long as he can keep playing.
Was that afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was after that. And then, he was the first one that was like, I don't want to play with this guy.
Well, if Tiger Woods started winning again, they wouldn't give a fuck, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And then Derek Fisher didn't want to play with him.
That was like a redemption story if Tiger started playing well.
Totally, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's done. I think Tiger Woods is done.
Well, he's got to be. But here's my question. I mean, you guys are raising a lot of interesting questions. I love this podcast. How do you – let's say I don't have kids. And I already had a great – I follow you on Twitter. You had a great fucking tweet on Father's Day, which is – didn't you say something like you paid for a couple abortion? Today is my day.
Yeah.
I started fucking cracking up. I love that.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, today's for me. I paid for this, basically, is what you're saying. You know, mm-hmm. If you paid for an abortion, Father's Day should be your day off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you paid for that day to not have to go to this.
And by the way, it's not like I had that. Now I could pay for an abortion pretty easily, money-wise. But back then, I had to put some money together.
Totally. But But that day, you know, you didn't have to fucking hang out at Disneyland and do some stupid shit. You get to hang out, right, watch TV, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
No, but my question is, I don't have kids, but it brought up the kid. So you got a kid and you explain Tiger Woods. How do you fucking explain the story? He was the greatest golfer of all time. He got the greatest golfer of all time, and then he got caught with a bunch of whores and never won again. That's the story, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's pretty much the story.
He got caught with a bunch of whores and then hit a tree with his car going 5 miles an hour and then never won a tournament again. Doesn't even make sense repeating it now.
You never won any tournaments after that? Not a single one?
Nothing.
I'm not sure.
Not a major, certainly.
Probably. Yeah. Not a major. But I mean, he had to pull out of a lot of majors. He's pulled out of more major tournaments than he has whores.
He's pulled out of more tournaments than pussies.
Yeah, 100% right.
But, like, why didn't he win? He was on pace to be the greatest ever far, right? But
there's also
– Oh, yeah. By the time he was
– And after that, he started training with Marines, and he really hurt his back during that training with Marines.
Yeah, my dad told me that
– Navy SEALs, I think.
Yeah, my dad told me the Navy SEALs thing kind of – it's almost like basketball a little bit where, like, if you get too – you know, it's like – getting strong isn't really good for, like, sometimes golf where it's very precise, you know?
Like, well, and the other thing is, like, if it's not broke, why? I think he was a sex addict.
Yeah.
And I think he got wrapped up in this, like, I'm going to get as shredded and as ripped as I can and look good with my shirt off. And he had won so much that I think he just thought, I can't lose.
Yeah, well, a lot of basketball players, you know, will get really pumped up and it'll fuck with their shot, you know?
Yeah.
Hit the back of the rim all the time. Like, it's not... Basketball is golf's kind of like that, where it's like not really about strength. It's just like John Daly didn't hit the ball farther than everyone else because he was the strongest guy.
Because he was the drunkest.
Yeah, he was just like a drunk,
a
like
freak
crazy
athlete. If he took fitness seriously, he would have been one of the greatest.
If he got, yeah. But I'm also saying like I'm wondering if maybe not. Maybe it's just like some weird.
Well, I don't mean if he got like muscle bound, but if he was just a little bit.
If he hadn't been a fucking piece of shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he had not been having the alcoholic shakes and chain smoking
exactly.
In the middle of the U.S. Open.
By the way, he got a guy who put out a country record. If you want to hear some horrible country music.
Oh, John Daly?
Yeah. Do you have his album?
No.
It's better.
Wait, I don't.
It's better on vinyl.
The Golfer?
Yeah.
I didn't know he put out a country album.
Yeah, it's killer.
Is it really how bad on a 1 to 10? Is it 10 being unlistenable?
Well, I'm listening to it.
Nine being Bo Diddley with a woman playing the bar chords.
I'm listening to it through a lens of, like, this is John Daly, the golfer. So,
understandable.
It's not as bad as you think it is. It actually sounds awesome because you think it's going to be the worst fucking thing ever. And it's not the worst thing ever, so you're like...
Okay, so you're a little thrown passable for a loop.
It's passable, so yeah, it's like... I mean, it ain't Wheeler Walker Jr., but...
What kind of music is it? It's like that whole South Carolina...
I'd say it's country. I mean, it's more country than a lot of shit out there, but I mean... It's funny.
What if it was a hardcore like gangster rap?
Like, the videos are like kind of, you know, really glossy and like...
Oh, he's got videos.
It'd be hilarious. He's like, it's just hardcore gangster rap. All he talks about is smacking up bitches. He says nigga like 40 times a song.
Well, that would have been a big fucking hit.
Yeah, it probably would have put him on the map a lot quicker.
By the way, here's Tiger Woods after the stuff. Never won another major. Didn't win any tournaments in 2010, 2011. Won three in 2012, five in 2013, and then that was it.
So he never, but he, so he never won him. But he was he
no,
on?
Never
was,
won another major,
was he
but
on?
That,
was
in
he on
2012 and 13? He was second on the money list and first on the money list.
Was he on pace to have the most all time majors of anyone? So probably.
Yeah, by a long shot. By the time he was maybe his first 4 or 5 years in, he was like looking at like.
What's the, what's,
I think Jack Nicklaus has the most.
And what
majors
does he have?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And what does Tiger Woods have?
That was Tiger.
Hold on.
Nicklaus is 19.
Yeah, we're
19.
18,
so
18.
So he really, Tiger really only had to win one a year.
For like.
But in fairness, 2007, 2008, he only won one each of those years.
I'm just saying, but what, he was the king of golf, and what was it about, was he embarrassed, or like, you know, what.
Who?
Tiger Woods, after that happened, like, you know, like someone
focus,
like.
Focus was
all
gone.
He's had many knee and back surgeries.
I think he's
had like five or six knee and back surgeries.
I guess there's like like someone like Kobe who like has a, you know, public rape trial but he's still fucking laser. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to win anyway. He just.
Yeah. But keep in mind, that was 2009. His dad died in 2007. And he won one major in 2007, one major in 2008.
Oh, yeah, he was real close to his dad, right?
Yeah, and I think he kind of went off the deep end.
Before that, that happened in November of 2009, Thanksgiving. He didn't win any the whole year before that.
Yeah, his whole life just kind of derailed.
I mean, I think he imploded with his dad, and part of that.
Yeah,
was
what was the new one? He got pulled over, but it wasn't alcohol, right?
Yeah, it was
Xanax or something.
Yeah, no, it was like he apparently sounds like a real story.
Painkillers?
Yeah, because they thought he was drunk, and he was kind of like confused and wasn't, and then they took breathalyze him there, 0.000, take him to the thing. Passes a breathalyzer there, and they're like, "Yeah, your story checks out. You're not drunk."
And he took
a couple, whatever kind of pills that he was taking. He mixed up his meds.
If you have enough painkillers to be fucked up, that you took a lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But whatever he was supposed to take, he didn't take it right, and it totally fucked him up.
By the way, the cops let him. I mean, aren't you supposed to blood test, do some kind of test if he looks fucked up and he's.
The field test.
The funny thing is when you look at that mugshot of his, and his hair looks crazy. He looks older. His hair looks fucked up. When you look at ESPN, when they told that story, they photoshopped good hair in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
They photoshopped him to make him.
And I'm like, what kind of relationship do you have with ESPN? Why would they do that?
Oh, well, here we go. Hold on.
What kind of news organization are you where you would do that?
He makes them a lot of money still, I'm sure. People tune in to watch.
Trust me.
To watch.
That's the real shock.
Okay, everyone thinks the next tournament's going to be the one, I think.
Exactly. Like, oh, maybe this year. Maybe he'll. And it's like, based on what? It's like A-Rod.
Oh,
By the way, guys, let's talk about worst or just other sports figures who later recorded a music album.
How
bad and embarrassing they were. Shaq with Shaq Fu.
Shaq may have
but
had
that
a
was
couple.
That was during.
Whenever.
Ron Artest. That was pretty bad.
Ron Artest had
I want to say maybe Deion Sanders really might have had one. I know he was in that. I'm pretty sure Deion Sanders had one.
Must be the money.
Uh-huh.
Bernie Williams had a jazz album.
Because he definitely was in that. That is true. And he was definitely in the MC Hammer video.
Yeah.
I bet there's some country ones we don't even know about.
Yeah, I'll bet there's guys who played at Alabama. Like, there's probably like an all-star country band of just like former SEC football players.
Well, there's this
guy
that played at Carolina, Chase Rice, who's actually
I know Chase Rice, yeah, and that's why actually one of my and he's a nice guy, but the music's really bad. But one of my problems with country music nowadays is music in general used to be for like the Willie Nelsons and the Waylons, like the kind of I don't want to say losers, but you know the guys who got.
Yeah. Like the everyday guy, the blue collar worker,
the guys who were like
coal miners.
You're out practicing football. I'm inside playing guitar and learning how to Waylon Jennings played in Buddy Holly's band.
Uh-huh.
And now this guy who's ruling the charts right now. He does this horrible like kind of country rap. This guy Sam Hunt. He was a college football quarterback.
I know Sam Hunt. Was he really?
Yeah. Like I don't want the music. I don't want the charts to be run by the former. I don't want to hear a country song about a. Getting your heart broken by a guy who's only dumped you.
Who's the heartbreaker? Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's this good-looking football.
Tell me it must hurt.
Yeah, he's this good-looking football quarterback, and people say when I make fun of him all the time, they just say I'm jealous. I'm like, you're fucking right, I am. I didn't get any pussy till I was like fucking 29, and this guy was like
the reason you didn't.
Yeah, I was playing guitar. I was trying to write a good song. These guys, we're fucking their brains out at 19 on the college. Yeah.
It's bullshit. Like, it should be failures now.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of happening in all of.
It's happening in stand up where pretty people are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening in MMA.
Freaks.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening in the UFC where they're like, hey, we need Ronda Rousey to be the champ. We don't want Cyborg to be the champ because. Little girls will put Ronda Rousey's posters in their room and dream to be that girl.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's the big thing. How do you double an audience? Young girls don't go see Willie Nelson or whoever the new Willie Nelson is.
Exactly right.
There is no new Willie Nelson. I'm not sure.
There's definitely no new Willie Nelson. But even like young girls didn't go to him at the But they're bugging their parents to go see Sam Hunt because he's so hunky,
Uh huh.
And it fucking pisses me the fuck off.
So. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with this
especially
boy
when
band
I'm playing, culture. When I'm playing a gig and it's fucking a fucking sausage fest, it's like.
Can you do a song, Wheeler? Can you do a song at some point on another album about how a pretty country star should die?
Well, I have the last track on my record is called Poon, where I go after all these dudes.
Okay.
Good.
That guy's a country singer. Yeah.
That guy right there.
He looks like the next like Bachelor.
Hold on,
like ABC
Sam
or whatever.
Hunt. I'm attracted to Sam Hunt.
I mean, but his music is, I've never heard worse music in my fucking life.
Because it's just like cookie cutter.
You know what it is?
Underwood,
it's like I'm not kidding. He does this kind of slow like southern rap. He kind of talks. It's like country music with like I'm trying to think like on the road again. My friends were going on the road. You know, it's like I'm trying to think
exactly
of like a country,
about.
Classic country song. You know, just like you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just fucking sing,
about.
Motherfucker.
Where did this start? This like corruption of country music.
Personally, I think, and people will give me shit for this, I personally think it started with Garth Brooks because he was the first guy to kind of put pop elements.
I was wondering about that. I was actually
he was
thinking
he was the first guy to put kind of pop elements into it and turn the concert into like, you know, remember they would hook his fat ass up to those fucking wires and fly him around the fucking arena.
Uh-huh.
He's the first guy to turn it into like a rock show and try to reach over. Remember Chris Gaines, all that shit? He was trying to reach over.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
But
But there's also that American Idol element, too, of, like, the Carrie Underwoods and all, like, hey, let's get this pretty person that can sing, you know, poppy kind of country songs. Oh, she's from the South. Let's push her in that country.
You know what's so interesting to me is, because I don't know it, because I try to stay out of the mainstream world, although now I'm, this new album debuted at number 10 on the Billboard Country Charts, so I'm in that world now.
Yep. And how high did your – this
by
is your
the,
second album,
my
by
second
the way.
Album. The first one debuted at number 9, but you know what happened was this
– wow, really?
Yeah. Yep. This new one debuted at number 5 – number 10 on the Billboard Country Charts, but it was the 5th best-selling country album in America that week. So I'm like – if
how
I'm
that work?
So I go, what the fuck? And then – because I'm always paranoid that they're fucking out to get me. And so what they did now is people like me, you know, who are moving in on Keith Urban's territory. So what they do on the charts now is they integrate – radio plays. You know, I'm banned from the radio. Huh. They integrate radio plays and streams and shit like that to keep people like me lower and to keep the fucking stars higher. So I had
they do the same thing with Christian movies where they're like, if you really just showed total ticket sales, those Christian movies would be the top 10 every week.
And don't forget that all of those things are run by the dying dinosaur that is the record companies.
Yeah, I had the 5th best-selling country album in
America. The last thing they want is an independent guy doing his own thing and releasing his own thing and saying fuck you to the whole record company.
It's funny you say that because the dirty language probably pisses them off less than the fact that I'm doing it independently.
1,000,000%.
Yes.
You know how many fucking great like albums have been done? Like we said, hey, everybody was happy with Two Live Crew. They actually loved when they got all that publicity for being so dirty. But you know what? They have the record companies because they're the ones promoting that.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it myself. When I got banned from those stores, I said, and I'm banned from the radio. Like, I can't even be interviewed on the radio for most of these stations now.
What?
And when I got banned from those chains, I said, fucking slap a sticker on the thing. It's like when you see my album that was the 5th best-selling country album, not to brag about myself, which I'm about to do, is all the other guys that I'm up against, 6 through 10 or 6 through 100, whatever it is, those guys have giant, you know, they're at Walmart. You know, people are just throwing them in their basket. They have giant, you know, pictures of these people with like
cutouts of them
cutouts
on the aisles.
It's full of CDs, you know, and they're marked down to like $4.99, you know, just to get them off. Like and in a way, I guess people would argue. I would say it's not a level playing field, but they would argue, which is fair, that like I unleveled it. Like I could put out clean music if I wanted to, but I don't fucking want to. And
sure.
Do you get a lot of pressure from agents and managers to fucking comply? Or are they already on board with, like,
I think they know that this is what
– Yeah.
Like, I think – because it's a weird – because it's one of those arguments like, oh, you're number 5 in the America. Going clean wouldn't make me number 1, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't be on the
probably
radio.
Probably put you down last.
I was going to say that's that – it would probably – people who dig what I do dig it because I'm playing real country music and I'm not – but I'm using, you know – update the language we talk about today. I'm saying fuck. You know, it's like the question is why is Sam Hunt not saying fucking shit? Because he's saying it in his real life, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's like these clean comics. I'm like, you fuck.
Yeah.
You fuck hookers. Why are you talking about family?
And also, but like, I could see like cleaning up to be on Fallon. I mean, that's another story.
That's a different
thing.
But
I just haven't had the, like, no one's. Like, Fallon hasn't called me up to play the show. So if they did, I would at least have to think about it. Right now, I'm independent. I do it myself. I've had the opportunity to do clean versions of my songs, but I won't make – because I know if I make it, it'll give me the option to play it, you know.
Yeah, and you're just doing
remember
what you do.
Remember when Red Hot Chili Peppers went on Letterman?
Yeah.
You know, that's
No, what's that?
And they made him change the lyrics to "What I got, I want to get it, put it in you." To like "What I got, I want to love and kiss you," or something like that. I want to hug and kiss you.
Yeah, you got to decide you're going to be the guy who willingly does that. You know,
uh-huh. Black Eyed Peas. They changed "Let's Get Retarded" to "Let's Get It Started," and then they can make.
Well, that's what I don't understand is nowadays with podcasts and the internet and all this other shit, streaming and everything. Why do it?
Why do it?
Clean it up.
Just be true to yourself. And just
there's this like misnomer of like, I'm going to deny my current existing fans who are loyal and love what I do. I'm not going to give them what I naturally do, which is what they like, in order to gamble for some random fans will like me more. There's more people that will like me if I completely change what I do.
Yeah.
Than the ones that already like me just doing what I naturally do.
But country music is worse because, like I was saying, how everything's late a little bit. Like, country music, they still listen to terrestrial radio and they still buy CDs.
Sure.
So they're living in that world. So me not playing the game and not – I mean, it costs – I'm not making this up. It costs millions of dollars to have a hit song. I'm not talking about payola. I'm talking about traveling the country, meeting radio programmers.
Sure.
People still do that in country music. They'll do a – to promote a single, they'll tour the country, shake hands, do – you. Like someone I love, like Sturgill Simpson, who's been on.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you what you thought about him. Talking about drugs.
Sturgill's the guy who introduced me to my. He's from Kentucky. He introduced me to my producer. He kind of helped me get started.
Oh, cool.
But he's a guy who's a good example of what you're saying. He don't get played on the fucking radio, and Nashville could give two shits about him
because
he's doing it outside the system, and he's kicking all their and he's playing fucking. If not arena, yeah, certainly
point,
close. You know,
fuck their system. Their system doesn't matter. You can just do it on your own.
Well, Sturgill's a perfect example. There's no one Sturgill can piss off other than his fans.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the luxurious place that we all want to get to. As comics, as performers, we want to go, I don't need 8 or 9 people, which, by the way, we are paying. When you're giving somebody 10 or 15% of your money, you're paying them to allow me to do what I do. And now through this, through podcasts, through the internet, through everything, and being able to do it all ourselves, I can go, hey, we don't need you. And that's why they're all freaking the fuck out.
Exactly.
That's why they don't want your album in the Walmarts.
And that's
who do you think's keeping you out of Walmart and Kmart and all and off radio? The same people that control all that, which is the goddamn
and I give them an easy excuse. They just go, it's because it's dirty. You can bleep it. It's not that hard to fucking. It's like, and I always say too, I'm like, you can't. Why can't you play my shit? I heard Trump's pussy tape on Meet the Press. What the fuck is the big? Yeah. You know, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, that's a big difference.
Why is that? Because it's news.
Because it's news versus entertainment. It's different. I agree with you. You should be able to play it, but it's not a good comparison.
Okay, but still, I don't think you should. I don't know how to. I'm trying to move on because I agree with what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to move on as if I didn't.
That's called the punch drunk moment. We always, anytime you agree with Ari, you're like, ah, fuck, you are right, though. God damn it.
No, he is right that it was news, but it's still, you gotta admit, it's weird to see someone talking about grabbing pussy at 8 o'clock in the morning on NBC.
Of course, especially if it's a goddamn president.
Weird, it doesn't have to be weird. You ever hear the Who on the radio? Who Are You? That song, Who Are You?
Yeah, by the way,
it's the only song, I don't know how, it got through the censors, and at some point they go, who the fuck are you? Yeah.
The other one was...
I hear it, I'm like, huh? What?
You know what they stopped after the Nipplegate thing? They stopped playing, they caught it then.
Really?
And now it's done. The other one was Walk on the Wild Side. Lou Reed used to get played a lot, and he has the line about even when she was given head.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there's Green Day, and those two beginning.
And those two songs were kind of classic radio staples, and after the Janet Jackson thing, they pulled them both.
Green Day, Good Riddance too. He had that false start at the beginning where he says "fuck," you know. He goes,
yeah, it's like, but it's like my point is, we talk about this like new society we live in, and it's like we're actually more censored than we were fucking 30 years ago. It's crazy. Like you could play that Who song 25 years ago, but you can't play it today on the radio.
Yeah, but who the hell is listening to the radio? I mean,
well, that's the thing is, I mean, I certainly fucking don't. But like I said, like the guy who beat me on the charts that week hit a number one single, which by the way, they paid for. I mean, they paid for it, but I can't compete with a guy who's millions of people across the fucking America are listening to him on the. They're driving their kids to school and listen to him fucking every hour on the hour.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But do I want to be that guy? You know, I don't. So. Yeah. But it's
yeah, that's the other part of it. It's like, what do I want?
Well, the other thing too is, where is he going to be in 15 years? when radio's going to be gone, and you know,
right?
You know,
I think those guys might be okay. I think the new guys who come in after radio's dead, who are still trying to play by that model, they're fucked.
Well, I would see. That's my thing is I would argue that they're doing that. The new guys, because Nashville's still playing that game. They're the last guys. You know, they're still looking for radio hits, and they're like, I met an artist recently, or their label people, and they're really upset that this woman's single, like tapped out number 3 and not number 1. I'm like, what the fuck's the difference? One's right. It's still a hit, but to them, a number 1 song still means something. I'm like, you're fucking living in a lost time.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're living in competition with other people instead of saying this is a huge hit. It sold this many albums. Like,
yeah,
10 times more than a Willie Nelson album did 25 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly, but he can't put a plaque on his wall that says number 1 song, yeah. You know?
Oh, so dumb.
And so stupid. Another thing that pissing me off, too, recently is obviously you guys all listen to – use Spotify, and I use it to listen to the music I like, but a lot of people are just fucking sheep. They just open up the app and they listen to like hot
whatever's covers, recommended.
Those playlists, and they won't fucking playlist me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
But you are on Spotify.
I'm on Spotify.
But they won't playlist you. Why?
Because it's dirty.
Well, that's
why Courtney Barnett hit big. She hit all the playlists, and people start going. Like,
and
good.
I start because those my streaming numbers are way lower because those playlists. Artificially, you know, expand your numbers, but I'm like, country hits. I'm number fucking 5. Put it on there. You know, it's like it's basically a lie, right?
Do you think if you played along a little more with the business, maybe you'd have somebody?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I go get on. I posted the guy who runs the country music playlist. I posted his picture on my Twitter, so that didn't fucking help.
No.
But I spend half my time, you know, telling the place to fuck off, which is kind of a weird thing because. That being said, Spotify, you can still listen to my albums uncensored on there. So I'm half and half. I'd like what they're doing. And because I own my label, a lot of artists' complaints about Spotify are that they don't make money. I actually make decent money from Spotify because I do split it with the label, but I'm the label.
Yeah. Right.
So my I don't have the issue that most artists have with Spotify is about the money. My issue is with, like, the gatekeepers because And I also, part of me doesn't understand it because I love music and I know.
It's got to be some things they're getting paid by the label to be.
Yeah,
like,
they're definitely getting paid.
People.
By the way, a news story just came out that Spotify was going to quote unquote experiment with pay with labels paying, which they already doing, but it was an open article about how we're going to try paying for playlists now because it's not run by the FCC or nothing, so they can just openly say like, you know, this playlist costs X amount of dollars.
So they're almost like selling their own mixtape.
Yeah, my point being is like someone like me, I'm just going to go on Spotify. I'm going to type in Waylon Jennings and listen to his records. There's a lot of sheep out there who are just going to open up the app and see like the first 5, you know, top hits or really whatever it is. Just
on the homepage of it.
And it's also like it's honestly a great way to find new music.
It totally is.
It's like, what I like. It makes some stuff like that.
But even like you know John Daly's album, like it's like you don't want to pay for it, but you want to hear it. It's like not. It's not. Yeah. I'm not saying. I'm nothing against the service. It's more about again the gate. The guy who runs the country music playlist on Spotify is the guy who he comes from radio. He comes from radio. I met him.
What's this guy's name?
I'm not. No. But anyway, my point is that Spotify hired a radio guy to run their playlists. You know, so they're trying to play. It's like you're going so well. You're doing this streaming thing. You know, kind of off the.
Right.
You know, you're doing the anti-radio thing. Now, don't get into fucking radio, you know.
Right.
Don't
get
into fucking radio.
Don't bring a guy that's going to take 2 steps backwards.
And my people keep, you know.
Hire a 21-year-old.
After I went on, they have one thing on Spotify, which they have the viral playlist, the top viral songs. And
did you make it in that?
I had the biggest viral song in the world after I did Rogan the first time. Which means the most played that fans are listening, just people listening to, and they still wouldn't playlist me.
Just because of content.
It was on the viral playlist because they can't. That's just numbers.
Do you
they can't
have help any that. Communication yeah, they, with them?
Like, no, my managers have called and they won't call back.
They won't even give you a word.
They won't talk. They won't explain. I mean, their point, I guess you would say, which I don't want to prove them right, but their point would be like you know, country some like a. Like nice down home country restaurant, like almost like satellite radio would just put on, you know, Mama's Country playlist, and if like Finger Up My Butt comes on, I get it with a restaurant look around, but there's other playlists.
I get that the restaurant would look around.
No, but I'm just saying.
Honey, what'd you just say to me?
But I'm saying put me on a fucking rock playlist or put me, they've got Kendrick Lamar on other on playlists, right?
Yeah.
So, like, put me on a fucking something else playlist. There's, it's not all, like, not. I'm not saying, like, put me on the.
Giorgio thumbs up, though, doesn't he?
I'm sure he does. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, he's, I mean, they can't say no. But well, at some point they can't say. He didn't ask for it, I'm sure, but they can't.
You should do your next album should all just be songs about Walmart and how great it is and just how wonderful. What a great. So every Walmart just plays your music and people will be in there.
I love fucking in a Walmart bathroom.
I wonder if this gentleman has any other albums. I like this first
or
one.
Or just send him just like the same album in like just a blank CD inside.
Yeah.
Because I think what happens is, remember in the old. I mean, none of us were around, but in the old days, the Beatles would mix their albums, spend a lot of time on the mono mixes. Then they'd leave on tour and someone would make a stereo mix.
Yeah, the stereo mix was made by the people in the studio.
Because that was the back in the days when stereo was like a novelty. I think these like the censored versions of like, let's say Kendrick Lamar's record, I'll bet he's never even fucking heard it. I'll bet it's just the label slaps it together like the Walmart version.
I bet he's heard it. I bet he's heard it and it pisses him off.
Yeah, have you ever done this where you've actually...
If they had a version of this, like, you got to put it out, but here's the clean version of it. You would listen to it, go, let me hear how they butchered my shit.
Have you ever accidentally downloaded the clean version of an album?
Yeah.
It's fucking pissed
off.
Yeah,
I bought the clean version.
I bought, yeah, so have I.
It's the fucking worst. It's just like, it should be on the fucking cover in big giant letters. Like, I've got
don't buy this.
On a plane when I'm not on the fucking Wi-Fi anymore. I'll be on the plane listening to like, it's like, fuck, I downloaded the wrong one. I can't get, I don't have access to get the fucking real one.
To get the good one. And then you're like, fuck
that. You got just Eminem songs are just like space, giant spaces where he's not rapping.
It's garbage. It's unlistenable. Yeah. It's terrible.
Guys, speak. You do a lot of touring,
the
huh?
NBA draft. What?
You do a lot of touring.
No, I'm leaving for tour in like 2 weeks.
Well, pull up SeatGeek. Let's see if they have. Okay. They probably have tickets to your show in there.
I got a question. I just started a podcast. How do I get ads?
How do you get ads?
Just be popular.
Yeah, pretty much.
Be popular.
I had the number one music podcast.
I'll talk to you. We had
the number one music podcast on iTunes for. It's the podcast's not that great yet, so don't listen yet. But
what's it called?
It's just called the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast.
So we're pulling up SeatGeek right now. Go to SeatGeek. And, guys, you know what the deal is here. Get the app. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $20 off your first tickets you want to buy. You want to go to a football game? You want to go to a basketball game? You want to go to college sports? You want to go to a Kentucky game?
Or go see our
Wheeler Walker Jr. Everything's up there.
Are you coming to New York, man?
We just played for release week. We just played the Bowery.
Bowery
Ballroom. We're playing a country festival up there, but
what is that? The Sinclair Theater? Where are you at?
Don't come to the country music festival that I'm playing.
Why so?
It's just a bunch of another thing I'm banned from is festivals. But a couple festival, you know, the corporate fucking festivals with the $50 beers won't have me. But even though they'll have the other dirty shit, but a couple country music festivals because I'm getting popular enough, they said we'll have you, but you got to play the side stage at like midnight after the headliner. I go, that's what I would want anyway.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
They're like, you can only
play. You mean
play
you'll have me?
No, but I was like, if you'd ask me when I would want to play, I'd want to play a different fucking stage in the middle of the night. You know, I don't want to compete with the headliner. So I'm actually, it's like an after party almost. These two.
Yeah,
I'm playing.
Like when they put Thomas I Guess on it, like 8:30.
Right here, you got your July 12th all the way through August 5th. There's a whole shitload of your days up here on SeatGeek. So go to SeatGeek, put in the code PUNCHDRUNK in the user code. That gets you $20 off of your first tickets. That you buy, it's a great app to have, and it's good to like cross reference too as well. You know, if you're walking around town, no matter where you are, you can go, hey, what concerts are near
me?
Can I
make fun
days?
Of a competitor just to help out SeatGeek?
Sure.
Because I don't understand. Someone showed me on StubHub that my tour opens in Atlanta. You can go, and I think I played the place called
Atlanta,
right,
Georgia,
there.
July 12th.
Terminal West. You can go to the Terminal West site and get the tickets for $20, or you can go to StubHub and get it for $115.
Right.
Do it at the site. Don't do it at StubHub.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, why? How are they doing that?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, they won't sell. Probably those that
it's weird that they're doing that. But yeah, they're just not, they're so, like, they're totally.
I guess they're just like maybe a couple. All they need
it's
is a couple.
Somebody's already bought the ticket, though. I mean, and they're just reselling.
Yeah, they're trying to sell it for a lot. They didn't sell out yet. They don't know. Some people also just go straight to that site. They don't look at the first place.
So it means that scalpers are already buying my tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not
which is
sold.
Rad.
Which is cool,
yeah,
I guess. I guess,
yeah.
But
congratulations.
And that's didn't Ticketmaster start doing that? They started doing like they're selling. They're doing their version of scalping now.
Yeah.
buying a block events. and reselling.
Well, the exchange.
You could go to Ticketmaster, like let's say the Eric Clapton's playing. You can if it's sold out, you can like auction like try to auction and buy a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
It's like
they do it for NFL too.
All right, did you see the
what do NFL games cost?
Oh God, a lot.
Depends.
$60, $80.
I mean, for shit seats.
Because yeah. I haven't been to much. Now that I'm older, and you know, like
I would bet the average price is around $75 for an NFL game.
Shitty seats. I'm saying the average
across all of them.
Because there were no pro sports around me growing up, and there's not, you know, Nashville's got hockey, but that's about
it. I mean, for okay seats, you're probably $100-$150 a seat at an NFL game.
That's not even great seats.
Nashville
only has professional hockey.
What's that?
It's crazy that Nashville, of all cities, only has professional hockey.
Yeah, but what's even crazier is like before the Titans. Like, that was a big thing, too, with the expansion was like, you know, like you were saying, the SEC and college football.
Why not a Titans fan? So, why Cincinnati? Because they weren't there.
Well, I'm saying I grew up in Kentucky, but.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But that was the big thing is they're trying to get more teams in the South because people love football. But I think Ari's right, which is they're still just so dedicated to the fucking college team.
Well, they've tried. A lot of the
kind of shittiest markets for NFL are those southern dates, those southern places that aren't the expansion places. Wow. Like Jacksonville's not doing well,
yeah.
You know.
Charlotte's doing okay, though.
Panthers, Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah. They're okay. But yeah, I know what you mean.
But like, they definitely have tried as of late to try to move it more into the – they have the NFL South now, you know, which is a new
NFC
thing.
NFC South, yeah.
NFC South, yeah.
We got average ticket prices for every NFL team.
These are the most expensive tickets.
The most expensive ones. And number one, New York Giants coming in at, what's that, 280?
292 is the most expensive. That's average price.
Average.
So that's the most expensive Giants.
What about the Rams?
Bears coming in second. Can you blow that up? Because I'm blind. Oh, I don't have my glasses.
Bears.
Bears coming in second at 282.
I want to hear something crazy. We're talking about college, you know, how college isn't about money, in quotes. So some friends of mine, they've had courtside seats. Their family goes back since the beginning of Kentucky. They had courtside seats, and then 2 years ago, the university called up and said, oh, by the way, to keep those seats, we have these other seats in the back for season tickets if you want to trade in your courtside seats. But if you want to keep those, you have to make a $200,000 donation to the school.
What?
And I don't know the exact number, but it was something like that where it's just like, these seats are too fucking valuable, and you bought them early. Like we could sell this for so much fucking money. It's like they can't.
Like rent control.
So they're shaking you down.
They can't legally, you know, charge that much for tickets because it's college sports. But they can say you have to. These are only reserved for the donors club or whatever it's called. And you get your name on a plaque and it's like it's all fucking bullshit.
My buddy's been on the waiting list. One of my best friends growing up. I grew up in the Chicago area. Northern Indiana, and one of my buddies been on the waiting list for Bears season tickets for the better part of 15, 16 years, and you know, 200 people will like die or not renew their tickets, and then you move up to number 141. You know, he started out at like 4,000.
What's the place hold?
It's right there. If you want to scroll down, I don't know, 70,000,
and you're on 15th. You're on the waiting list 15 years. That's made up.
62,000. 62,000.
Leave them to their kids and their wills.
So, Bears shit the bed the whole season. Then they make that bumbling quarterback move, and then they draft Trubisky from North Carolina. He got season tickets this year. All those he would get bumped up like 30 or 40 people a year for the last decade. He was at 300.
He should buy a house with them all the fucking money.
So many people didn't renew their tickets this year because they're so pissed about the Bears not, you know, drafting this guy that played 12 college games.
Speaking of Vandy and all that shit, Jay Cutler was a fucking bust, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was a bust.
No, but
he's okay. He's okay.
You know what though? My friend, I have a couple friends who are big Bears fans, and
he was a bust in Chicago. He is not very popular in Chicago, I will say that.
I actually ran into him once, and my friends who are Bears fans, I ran into him literally at a fucking grocery store. Because I think he's in Nashville a lot.
He seems like a nice guy.
No. And I said, can I just get a picture real fast?
He's an asshole?
He was a fucking dick to me, yeah.
No way. What did
he say? I was going to freak out my friends, like text him like, hey, you watching the Bears Sunday? Well, you know, well, look at this. And
yeah, of course.
And he said, man, can I just, and I get it. You know, I don't like taking pictures with fans and shit at the grocery. But he was such a dick about the way he said fucking no to me.
How did he say it?
Yeah, let's see.
It's nothing. Yeah,
do an impression of him. No, I'm you.
You be Wheeler, and then Wheeler.
He looked me up and down. He's just like, no.
Really?
Oh. But here's the thing: is Everyone listening to me, I don't know how many people are listening, in 2 million right now, is going to take his side because I get it. I get it. Like, I would take his side just as a listener, but in person it was such a you know, you can sense it between two people. He was such a fucking dick, you know. It was with malice, I felt like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, there's a way to do that.
Then again, you know, people like I killed Tony last night. You know, people were coming up for pictures, you know, afterwards, and I was kind of rude. But, you know, I was like, you know what, I'll just fucking – it's like the time it takes to say no is I'd rather just
fucking
do it. The
picture's already done. Yeah.
Sort of, unless people don't have their fucking phones ready, and then they're like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry, hold on. Oh,
yeah, that's
on.
Fucking annoying, too. It's just
come on,
like,
man.
It's like your fingers on the fucking, you know, it's like.
Yeah, sometimes people can be rude about that. I was hanging around with Theo Von. We're talking.
I thought he was supposed to be here.
He was supposed to be here, but, hey, man, I had to get my air conditioner fixed, man.
He's the only Southerner on the radio today, so he's like, fuck it, we can't do it.
It's 100 degrees, man. My air conditioner's on the fritz, man. The guy's coming by in about an hour, man. I ain't going to make it. So Theo and I are sitting there talking, and we're having like a real, he's a good friend of mine, and we're having like an important conversation. And he went on like 2 hours earlier, you know, so we're just sitting there and, you know, like, for example, like, oh man, I'm worried my mom's going to die. It was like that kind of like a real talk. And this annoying girl comes up and she goes, just stands right in front of me while he and I are like this close talking. And we're only the two of us are talking. Stands right in front of me and goes, Theo, can I have a hug? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. Gives her a hug, kind of goes back to talking to me to kind of give her body language, like, I'm really having a conversation right here. And she goes, a real hug. After he already gave her one hug. It's like, come on, have some etiquette.
Yeah, that's fucking bull. I mean, I heard a Paul McCartney story. I think it was in Rolling Stone. It was, you know, he's actually pretty nice to fans in general.
I saw him standing on the street just like a regular Joe, and I said hi to him, and he said hi back to me, and I was like,
like boundaries for like when it's his family. Yeah. He said he was eating dinner once with his family, and some guy interrupted dinner. He's like, can I get an autograph? And he's like, I'm eating now, maybe after dinner. And the guy goes, I bought all your albums. And Paul goes, I call him Paul. He goes, it's fine, you don't have to buy them anymore. his point is
that's such a great English style joke, English humor.
It's just like, you know, like if you think there's nowhere on the albums that said this includes a certificate to interrupt my dinner
or to be our best friends.
He's like, you know, you can sell them all you can sell them back to a used record store if you want.
Steve Martin, and you can Google it, used to have these business cards, and this is in the like 70s, early 80s when he was really humongous. At that point, where Steve Martin couldn't go anywhere. And he's so, with his gray hair, was so recognizable that so many people would ask him for his autograph. And that wasn't cell phone days. That's like where people were like, can I have your, you know, like they would just do this to you while you're having dinner. Yeah. So he had these business cards put up right there. And this is what it says. This certifies that you have had a personal encounter with me and that you found me warm, polite, intelligent, and funny.
Oh, that's
Steve
great.
Martin. And he would just carry those, and whenever anyone would ask for an autograph, he'd say, I don't have time for it right now, but hand those out.
I should do those, but you found me to be a dick, cocksucker, and fucking annoying. I'm going to make those.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
you got told to suck my dick by me. Fuck yourself.
Nowadays, you actually get the complaints on Facebook. Like, you'll have like, man, I snuck into his backstage area, and this fucking security guard kicked me out. Like, people will complain that they, like, you know, I snuck, you know.
I wasn't allowed to with your stuff.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking dick, man. I stole his set list in the middle of a show.
Right.
I was playing a show once, and sometimes if it's not a big enough place, you can hear this guy goes, and I had my waters next to the mic. You know, sometimes I drink water instead of beer. It's kind of good for you. And this guy in the front row goes, can I have one of those waters? I'm like, in the middle of a fucking show. I'm in the middle of a show, man. He goes,
really?
And he goes, come on, man, you got three.
That's
I'm like, this is not school. It's not like everyone here gets the same amount.
Dude, I did one of these, and I think I've told this story on this show before. I know I've definitely told it to Ari. You were actually with me. We did this, like, marijuana benefit thing, but this is before it was, like, totally legal, when it was about to be legal, up in San Jose at the Improv. And then because it was, like, these marijuana, like, people that were producing the show – they go, hey, man, there's an after party. We did a San Jose Improv. There's an after party kind of like across the street, and everybody's going to be smoking out in there. It's kind of like a smoke out shop kind of place. We'll take you there. We'll get, you know, hook you guys all up. We go there. It's one of those places you walk in and everybody's like, in my opinion, I'm going to walk into a room with a bunch of adults smoking joints. That is not what it was. It was a bunch of like 20-year-olds with like butane torches and like people, hey man, you want to smoke some bubbles? I don't even know what that is. No, I'm 40. I want another 40-year-old to hand me a joint that I'm going to take a hit on and pass it. I don't even know what you guys
are
doing.
You want it to be like not have chemicals in it.
And this dude comes up to me. So you could, because you could smoke inside, and I, a cigarette smoker as well, I was smoking a cigarette, and this dude just walks up to me, no clue who this kid is, but just like your water story, hits me on my arm and goes, let me have one.
What?
And I go, absolutely not. Under zero circumstances, and I showed him, I go, I have an entire, 16 left. Never. Never will I ever, I go, if... Ari Shaffir, standing right up there, one of my best friends in the world. If he walked up to me and said that, hey, give me one and slap me, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. But if he's like, hey, man, can I bum a cigarette? Absolutely, sure. There's an etiquette.
Yeah, I mean, like, what if you're in the front row and you ask Axel for one of his fucking waters?
100%.
You know, I'm like, and I'm not saying
you get a beer bottle thrown in your face.
I ain't fucking Axel. I get it. But Jesus Christ, I mean, if you're a fan, like, I would never in a million years have the balls to be like, even at a small club, you know, like.
Sure.
Like, if you're seeing a comedian even in a small club, like, hey, man, can I have one of your drinks?
Even to put it
in. Like, I'm thirsty. You got two. I don't got none.
Yeah, even. Hey, let me finish your beer. Even to put. Okay, yeah. Sure. None of, you know, none of us are like the top of our industry or whatever. We're all working. We're all happy for that. But I wouldn't be at a minor league baseball game and yell in the dugout, hey, can you throw me one of those Gatorades?
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. We also want a Gatorade.
Yeah.
They should have, instead of Facebook fan pages, they should also have Facebook complaint pages.
I was going to say, you know, and so maybe you guys can explain this. By the way, I've been on a lot of podcasts recently. A lot of people are complaining that I stutter on podcasts, but I just did it and it just
pointed out. People just complain.
People are shit. Do you find that, I don't know how much social media you guys have, and I try to do it also and my people don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I found Facebook to be the most whiner and complainy bitches of all.
Yeah, because the other ones you're not allowed to type as much.
Yeah. Is that why? Because I was wondering if maybe it's
Nobody sees Instagram comments that much. They know it's small. You're on even playing field with everybody
else. I was thinking maybe it's because like Facebook is more like older people, you know, old school people.
That as well. Both.
But Facebook, I'll just put a picture up or whatever just to do something, and it's just 8,000 fucking complaints. And I'll get things like, you know, I ordered the CD 2 weeks ago. It's not here.
Right.
I'll have people write, you know, like, I just bought it from the album from iTunes and it's not downloading right. I'm like, you know, I'm not fucking tech support, you know.
But
not only me, not only do I run the site myself just because I don't want a fucking manager to do it, but even if I had a fucking manager and agent run it, he doesn't work tech support for Apple either.
But that shit happens on Facebook when you post a picture of your mother and be like, happy birthday to my mom. I love you, mom. Thanks for everything. And then it's like, hey, man, when's your album? You know, so you're just like,
people are so fucking entitled and fucking they're just pissed off all the fucking time because the vinyl came and I'm pissed about it, but the vinyl came in late. It takes a long time to make vinyl.
Yeah,
it takes 2 months, and we had someone fucked us over at a big label. I don't want to get into the details, but the vinyl's late, and we said the vinyl's going to be 2 weeks late, and my Twitter is just a vinyl complaint board. You know, now you know it's like
right, totally.
You know it's like. I literally don't have – I don't work the merch store. I just don't fucking know, you know, like
– Uh-huh.
But you can't win because if you have – it's like they also get pissed when it's like management, you know, like tweets by the artist will be signed Keith or KU for Keith Urban. Like they hate that shit too. So I'm trying to be the guy who actually talks to my fans.
But eventually you just don't have that much time. Eventually, you have enough fans, and you're getting enough messages. Like, man, I can't get back to everybody.
You would
right
think
now.
That, but the president does his own tweeting all day.
Well, so. The last one.
Good point. To.
That is a goddamn good point.
Yeah, am I the one who felt like one of the recent ones sounded kind of lawyerly, looked like a lawyer.
What, Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, you think maybe they're getting reined in a little?
Yeah, because those are now their official statements, right?
Maybe
someone's gonna have to take over his bullshit.
Yeah, it's just.
All right, guys, we got to wrap.
That's why I don't let my account get verified. I don't want to.
I like that. I like that too. I like that too. Sure. I like that you don't do that. All right, we got to wrap it up. Wheeler Walker Jr., thank you so much, brother. Great meeting you. Heard so much
you
about
too,
it,
man. Thanks for having me. It's a cool time.
Where can everybody get the album? Where can everybody find you? Where can everybody see you?
Um, go to my website for tour dates. Like I said, banned from a lot of places, but Amazon and iTunes, I'll give them credit, have been really good about actually, promoting me and, putting me on the chart, putting me next to all the big country artists. So you can buy it on iTunes, Amazon, or my website. But iTunes and Amazon, like I said, specifically have been really, they would say good, but mainly they've been fair to me. It's like if I'm not the 10th biggest thing on the site, they'll put me up with the other 9 guys,
Nice.
So go there. They've been, and I feel like in general, is that the same thing, deal with, because comedy, they have albums and they're probably right there with,
totally.
They have the nasty shit, right?
Absolutely.
All together.
It's all together.
That's what I'm saying.
It's almost expected in comedy.
I'm saying in iTunes, the iTunes store is much more fair than the chains, which is smart because the chains are fucking dying.
That's what you want.
All right, what about you? Where are you going to be?
I just wanted to make sure Wheeler saw this.
Oh, your new belt?
Oh, shit.
God damn it. Ah! What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ.
I just want to help our
guests you out. Fucking dumb fuck.
I got my new album cover.
Yeah. God, I hope not. You thought you couldn't get into Walmart earlier. Wait till that's your fucking fold out.
You know what? I would do that to, like, I would make a clean record.
Yeah,
so I get into Walmart, and then the cover's inside of an asshole.
Well, the trick is don't tell them that's what it is. Just release the album, and then it's in Walmart, and then you tell them.
Wasn't there a Metallica album that was like.
I think so.
That was Load, called Load, and it was actually like a really close up shot of sperm.
All right, you really don't have any dates or anything?
I do, but I just want to tell you this first. When they made me for this not happening, they're like, you need a production card because everyone has a production card.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you have a production company? I'm like, no, those are stupid. What are you talking about? They're like, you need something. And I was like, show my dick blurred out. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, great.
That's funny.
I'm going to be hosting a nasty show in Montreal July 19th through the 29th with Bobby Kelly, Big J, Jimmy Carr, and probably one storytelling show out there, and then my double special comes out July 18th.
Awesome.
What's a double special?
There's two Netflix specials coming out.
Two fucking specials?
Kind of like Melancholy, Infinite Sadness. That was my kind of...
But will they run together?
They'll run back to back.
So when I press, when I click it on Netflix, and now that I follow you on Twitter, I will...
It'll open up, and you'll choose either children or adulthood, one of the two, and then you can watch the other one after.
Oh, they're thematic.
Yeah, thematic.
Cool. Yeah, I'll watch that.
Awesome. All right, I got a couple dates I want to run by you.
Oh, cool.
Let me know if you're going to do any of these clubs. I'm at Check Droppers, where they bill you for each drink one at a time. Why would anybody do that? I'm going to be doing hair over at the Perm Bank all of Ramadan. I'm at Tequila Mockingbirds, closing out with the Scout Spot. And tomorrow, no matter when you're listening to this ever, tomorrow, I'm at Fatty Fatty Fart Farts. So, I got a big political, all those political shows are so popular on Netflix. I just booked one, so be able to watch this. I hope so, because it's going to be streaming on Friendster. I'm in Orange is the New President. So, congratulations to me. Consider it sucks.
Did you just say you were in a production of hair?
No, I'm doing hair at the place called the Perm Bank.
You're like the Broadway show, like hair.
Oh no, but I actually that'll be next week.
Schedule.
I will be next week. All right, I love you.
Nice meeting you, man. You got a nice looking asshole,
brother. Thank you so much for coming. Good luck with the tour. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code Punchdrunk. That gets you 15%. Don't forget about our Amazon. Go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link.
And then buy my record.
That'll send you right to it. A great place to do that. Please do that.
Hey, Wheeler.
They do have my vinyl at Amazon. Hold on, I think he wants to show me his dick hole now.
No, I have a real question for you. No, legitimate question. It seems like it's a fake one, but it's a legitimate question. Can we play one of your songs on the way out of this?
Yeah, by the way, one of the things, I am an independent artist, so I own my masters. So even if they flag it on YouTube or something, don't worry about it. I'm telling you, this is not for the rest of the world, but for you guys, the only person you can get in trouble with is you're talking to him. So I'll say it's fine.
We got to wrap our because they got somebody else coming in now. We're 2 minutes over. Aaron's giving me the fucking stink eye over here.
I walked in here and they said, "Are you here to record the Muppets?" And I almost said,
"Did they really?"
Yeah, and
that's hilarious.
And I walked. I almost said yes.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
But the whole day probably would have worked out a lot better.
I figured they'd figure it out before the movie came out that I wasn't supposed to be in. Yeah.
All right, you guys suck it. Thank you guys so much. Sorry we were late today. We had the horrible traffic. I hope somebody died in a car accident. Ari. You look fucking stupid today. Love you. Oh, thank you, brother. Get Wheeler's album. Suck it.